Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello, welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio, our weekly podcast about everything voiceover. We appreciate you being here once again with us this week. I'm Warren Garling, by the way, and that's Mike Spring standing to my left, your right, if you're facing the computer at the moment. Does that make any sense?
It does to me. Okay. I don't know if people listening will grab onto it.
Well, the expression, it's not what you know, it's who you know, is what we're going to discuss today. It's never been more true. Making face-to-face contact with prospects, even if only for a few moments, can do more for your career than any other form of communication. Learn how to make the most of every in-person networking event you attend, and you're on your way. All right, so let's talk about maybe going out to some of the events that are happening this time of year, holiday-type gatherings and such of your local ad club or your chamber of commerce. Actually, they happen year-round, right?
Absolutely. There's always an excuse for people to get together and have a good time.
And there are just a few things that you have to know before you go to this type of networking event to really get the most out of it. So that's what we're going to talk about today, and Mike is going to start.
Well, it's a simple one, actually, but it's an important one. Remember, when you're at these networking events, make sure you have enough of your business cards with you. Personally, I know I'm guilty of this. I've had it happen more than once where people will ask me, hey, you have a card? And I'll say, sure. And then I go to get one and oops, I've actually run out of them. So make sure you have enough with you. A great tip too, keep yours in your left pocket to hand out to other people. Keep the ones that you take in from other people in your right pocket. That way, you won't get them mixed up or hand out the wrong card by accident.
There's a good idea. Also, those cards come in handy as well to jot down notes about your conversation on the back of the business card. Now, obviously, you don't do that while you're standing right there with the person, but when you have a few moments, you know, when you're going, you know, make back to the carving station or whatever it might be, you know, take out your pen, write a couple of notes on the back of the card, and that'll help spark your memory for future conversations with this person. How often have you looked at a business card weeks after an event and said to yourself, who the heck is this?
I had that happen just the other day. I was looking at a card and it said Warren Garling, and I turned it over and on the back I wrote, stands too close to me when I record the podcast. And I go, oh, I know who that guy is.
It reminded you.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Good, good. So take copious notes.
Another great tip is don't spend too much time on any one conversation. Of course, it's great when you're at a function and you're having a really fantastic conversation with somebody, but you don't want to spend your entire night just talking to one or two people. Try and spend a few minutes on each conversation and then move on to some other people so that you can really work the room and interact with as many potential future employers as you possibly can.
And if you know someone who can introduce you to another important person in the room that you need to talk to, just ask, all right? Do you know Joe Smith? And they say, oh yeah, we golf together every week. I've always wanted to meet him. Could you introduce us? And you wander around and you get to meet that person. It's a great informal referral, if you will. I actually sometimes work up a little short list of people. Or is it a list of short people? No, it's a short list of people that I'd like to meet and who might be at the event, and then I seek them out and see if there's someone that can introduce me. Yeah.
Warren, I'd like to meet Jennifer Aniston and pretty much anybody Tom Brady's ever dated. Could you maybe help me out with that?
I don't think I'm the guy to talk to about that, no.
Darn it. Well, I hope my wife isn't listening to this week's podcast. Well, another thing to remember, too, is to treat every person that you meet at a networking event as if your professional life depends on it. Even if that person can't help you directly, they might know somebody who can. And it's always great to get a good referral. And remember, you want people to say positive things about you instead of negative things.
Now, if this is a sit-down event, you're going to a luncheon or a dinner of some sort, don't sit next to somebody you already know. Look for the opportunity to make a new acquaintance. Not everyone at the table needs to be a stranger, but make sure you're sitting next to someone who you would like to strike up a conversation with for the first time. In fact, actually having someone you've worked with at the table with you for kind of an informal testimonial can sometimes work to your advantage.
And follow it all up with a nice email or a postcard or a thank you note, just something to kind of say, hey, it was great to meet you. And of course, if you promise somebody a demo, make sure you follow up with that and send it along right away.
Hey, Mike, it was great to meet you today.
Hey, it was great meeting with you, Warren.
We should do this again, but next time, of course, folks don't know how many times we've edited this, but next time we're going to do this back before lunch and not after lunch.
I don't know what you're saying, Warren. Are you implying that doing it after lunch caused me to have a few extra takes than usual?
Me too. It's Voice Coaches Radio. We do this weekly, and we appreciate you being here. Join us again next time. Thanks.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
No, you can't make that joke, actually. It's in this week's podcast.
Oh,
it's in the one
okay.
Up this week from...
That's where it came from.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, good intro up until then.
Well, thanks. Very original.